This is Legacy, Shadows of Blood, originally broadcast from May 2006 to September 2006 as part of the Podcast of Darkness. The original openings have been edited and the rest of the audio has been left intact. Enjoy.
Okay, welcome to the game, both of you. Robert's running on a whole lot of sleep. That's like an hour and a half. Aaron got off work. I have my only day off today. Okay.
Let's recap. Where were we in the last...
We don't need to recap. The listeners know where we're at.
I don't!
There's a way to fix that, and you're going to see right away. Okay? All right.
Okay.
You awaken! Let's start with Chris. You are in your room.
Cool.
And if you look over, you're in the same bed as Kent.
What?
Am I clothed?
You are also. You are both clothed.
Okay.
You are both in Chris's room. His bedroom. You're both awake. And now the notes begin here, so this is your note. And that one's yours. It's up to you to decide what you want to do with it. But we'll start with Chris now. You're laying there in your... I'll give him a second here. You're laying there in your bed with your brother, both clothed. It looks like you guys just, like, passed out and then you, like, woke up.
Okay.
Don't forget to project yourself. We're like,
How's that for projecting?
They can't see that, Robert.
Okay. Use of sign language.
Yes. He's telling me how I rate in his book. All right. Chris.
Number one.
Chris, Kent. Well, you're both in the same room. Why start with somebody? What's going on?
I kick him out of my bed.
Oh, don't worry. I'm jumping out of that bed. I'm going to take a shower.
Okay. You go out into the living room or out into the hallway, and if you peer down the living room, do you peer out in the living room?
Yeah.
It's completely empty. And there's muddy footprints everywhere. What are you doing? Ken? Chris? Sorry, Chris?
Well, I'm no longer getting in the shower. I'm going out and investigating.
Okay. And then, ow. That wasn't good. All right. What are you doing, Chris, while he's out? He's walked out, and now he's walking down the hall.
I'm going to change clothes.
And then shower?
No.
Sorry.
Because okay. I'm pretty sure I don't leave an actual scent.
Actually,
unless they get dirty.
You get kind of funky.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't realize.
Yeah, okay. So, are you walking out in the hall?
Yeah.
And if you look out behind the hallway, you see there's muddy footprints and the whole area is bare. Okay, as you're going out, Kent, into the living room, muddy footprints. Now, you can't make out like the soles of any shoes or anything like that.
No more Adidas?
You can't tell if they're Adidas. You suspect... But you can't tell. Okay? Your kitchen, if you go in there, is bone dry. There's nothing in there. The power is... The fridge isn't even plugged in. There's muddy footprints everywhere. Your giant screen TV's gone. Your couches and your chairs are gone.
Is my $2,000 computer I just bought gone?
It is gone. So is your little cooler full of blood, by the way. Now... The garage door is also...
Wasn't my cooler full of blood downstairs in the cave? The pit?
The hatch?
Yeah.
We still have yet to actually call that the same thing every time. We'll get to that. Hold on. But you don't find it in the house. How about that? Okay, we'll say that. Now, the garage door isn't shut because it looks a little bit off its hinges. Now, not completely off, like ripped off or anything, but it's like... It's like one hinge has been stretched out a little bit, so it leans.
My car still in the garage?
You open it up, you see your nice 2006 purple Scaglietti. A little car.
Where's his bullet-ridden...
Next to your purple Scaglietti, you see a dark, deep red 2006 Dodge Viper. And if you check the mileage, there's 0 miles on it.
Spiffy.
Okay.
Are there keys in that?
There are keys in the car, and they are labeled Chris. So, And if you search yourselves, you each have your cell phone on you, but that's about it.
What about money and stuff?
The what?
Money, like...
Can't.
I'm going to go back to my bedroom. Is that safe I had in there that was bolted to the floor still in there?
Your bedroom is stripped bare. There's no... The windows are open and all of that. It's like all the protective stuff for the sun has been removed. Your beds, your dresser's gone, everything. They've even taken out the carpet. Now, there's nice hardwood floors under there, but they've taken out the carpet, too.
They didn't answer my question. Is my safe that was bolted to the floor still in there?
No, it is not bolted to the floor.
Fine, if it's not bolted to the floor, is it in there?
It is not in there.
Well, I'm going to go downstairs to down in the dungeon.
So you head out to the backyard. You head out to the backyard, and you see that the slab is moved over, but the hole is filled in with cement.
Son of a bitch.
You see a notebook page sticking out of that cement.
Is the cement still wet?
Kind of like the corner, no.
Well, I'm going to go pull out the notebook page.
Okay, well, you get as much of it as you can, obviously. And you can tell it was one of the notebooks that you took from old Jackie's place.
Damn it.
And you can see that there have been very large vehicles that backed in, obviously a cement truck backed into the backyard there to fill it in. Now, if you go check the other little hole, that's also got concrete coming out of it.
This sucks ass. Now I don't have my explosives anymore.
Okay. If you check the trunk of your car, you've got your Uzis, you've got some ammo, some cash, little bits. There's a little bit of cash in the back of Chris's trunk, too.
Cool.
Your phone registers voicemail.
Oh, I'm going to listen to the voicemail.
Kent is now receiving his voicemail. Chris!
Yeah?
What you doing? You're walking around with him, though. You've seen all this. You're like, wow, man. This is fucked up.
But I got a new car.
Yes, you did.
It's nice.
Are you playing around in your car?
Yes, sir.
This is fun. I'm going to use all my notes right away, though. It's okay. I'm seeding the garden here. Things are going to grow from this. Okay, he's Chris.
Do we get the newspaper?
Even if you did, it's not there.
The newspaper?
Yeah, the newspaper. Your mailbox has been like ripped off the house. Yeah, there ain't shit left in this house.
Well, I'm gonna go for a little walk. Where's the nearest newspaper stand thing I can find?
Is there... Okay, down the street to the east on Memorial Highway here is by the... Oh, yeah, the meat market. Okay, west up on the Memorial Highway, there's a meat market up there. By the way, they have really good steak and jerky and other good meat stuff. Okay, up there, there is a newspaper. Now, you can either choose to pay...
I'll pay.
Okay, so you pay for a newspaper and you check the date, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You've been asleep for over 4 weeks. Dun dun dun!
The last thing I can remember is being with what's her face.
You do still see, yes, you do still see in the newspaper notes about them finding and arresting the police station bomber.
Who was it?
Some guy named Filbert or something like that. And he looks shocked, like, what? I didn't do nothing. Every picture of him is like, ah!
Yes.
You're walking back to the house?
Well, before I go back, I'm going to look in the classifieds for...
The classifieds?
Well, no. They're like home sections or whatever.
Okay. You're going to do it there at the meat market?
As I walk back.
Okay, as you're walking back. Chris.
Flip through the pages.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving.
In your new car?
In my new car.
In your new car. Driving away. Where are you going?
I am going to see if we have... Do we have an internet cafe type thing nowadays?
No.
Yes, the cyber... Oh, it's... Well, it's... It's about 8:30, so it's still feasible that it's open. It's
okay. This is the future, so yeah, this is things are open.
This is the future. Yeah. You go to the Cyber Cafe, and I think that's on Broadway.
Yes. Anywho.
Yes, Broadway, and it's just east of 4th Street.
They got a computer?
Yes, they do. You still got all your bank cards and whatever.
With a USB device?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go plug in that little doohickey I found.
Okay. You've got a... Well, I'm gonna have to explain it now so that everybody else understands. Okay, is that fine?
Sure.
Okay. Actually, just read it. Well, read it enough to where we can get the gist of it here.
I found a thumb drive. It is a USB drive that's not very big.
Okay. For those that don't know what a thumb drive is, do a search on Google. You'll find one. Thumb drive. You know what a thumb drive is? Yeah, flash drive. That works too, flash drive. And Aaron has one attached to his keys there. Yes, Aaron's got a... Okay. So, you're at the Internet Cafe. You open up that flash drive. You have all kinds of documents. Everything's in PDF.
Spiffy.
Yes. You've got financial documents. You've got business records. You've got dossiers. You've got all kinds of stuff.
Whose are they?
Names you don't recognize. Nobody's okay. Name that you recognize.
Alrighty.
Okay. What else are you doing at the Cyber Cafe there? Siberia? Is that what it's called? Siberia. Or Cyberia.
Is that kind of like gonorrhea?
No, it's not like
or
gonorrhea.
Or diarrhea?
I suppose I'll have to look for something to eat.
Okay. Well, you're just tooling around the internet and you decide to check some other things. Yeah, we'll go back to Kent.
Well, I'm looking for a nice home.
Brother, you're nice, a nice home. Okay. You happen to find one up near where Jack used to live. Really nice one. Like $750,000. From the description, it is really, really kosher. And the lady says call anytime.
What's the lady's name? Kosher, does that mean he's got the Star of David hanging on the wall? Or?
Yeah. All right. For our Jewish fans out there, it's going to... the lady's name is Susanson.
Susanson?
Yeah.
Sue?
She's a Century 21 agent. Hey, you know what? I just like to take an aside here. So far, we've mentioned some high-name products here. You know, just specific, like the Bismarck Tribune, which is the paper. With just this session, we've got the Century 21. We had Bud Weiser for quite a bit of that. We've got Ferrari Scagliettis and Dodge Vipers. And if any of them are listening, this would be a great place to advertise. Huh? Huh?
By the way, you got screwed on the Scagliati. There's better Ferraris out there.
Yeah, I know.
It's the top. It's the newest one. When I checked,
Ferrari Enzo's better.
Oh, maybe you'll have to buy one.
Maybe.
You're only $250,000.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're back.
They're probably actually illegal in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Lots of stuff are illegal in. Yeah. Okay. You want to drive up to the house?
I'm gonna give her a little call myself.
Hi, this is Sue Susanson.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
You see? Don't give him sugar anymore.
My name's Dave. I was just wondering.
Dave's not here, man.
I was just wondering. How many square feet is this house?
5,000 square feet.
It's a little small. I was looking for something larger. How many acres of? How big is the lot it's on?
About 5 acres.
What's the garage like?
Huge. It's actually a 2-story garage. There's an area above it. It's great. We can't include that in on the 5,000 because it doesn't have any windows.
Okay. What type of security features are on the house?
Oh, state of the art. You can't take a piss in there and not
a vault or safe or anything.
there's a built-in safe in the wall. It's a walk-in safe. You can open it from the inside and the outside. It's a digital code. When the power gets lost, there's its own generator. It comes complete with a. Now I'm getting myself into it here. It's already furnished. High class furniture, everything like that.
What type of furniture? What is it? Like country style or?
Oh no, very modern.
Victorian,
very modern.
Okay.
Yes. Wonderful array of color. I'd be happy to show you tonight if you'd like, Dave.
Is there anything purple?
No, there's nothing purple.
Good. I want purple shit in my house.
Sever his purple bitch car.
Okay. Well, Dave, I'll meet you some. I'll meet you up there. You obviously have the address there. Is that all right then?
I didn't say I want to come up and look at it.
Oh, okay. Well, did you want to arrange to come up and look at it sometime in the near future?
Click.
Hello. Hello. Poor Sue Susanson.
No, I'm going to call her.
Sue Susanson? Dave, is this you?
Who the hell's Dave?
Oh, I just lost somebody called Dave. How can I help you today?
I just found this house in the paper, and I was... you're the number that I got. I kind of want to go look at it right now.
Excellent. Which house would this be?
The... Nice modern
750,000
one?
Yeah,
there we go.
Okay. We can certainly, if you'd like to meet, we can certainly do that. Who am I speaking to?
I just said it was Jack.
Did you? Didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't say it. You can't lie to Sue Susanson.
This is Jack.
Okay, Jack, would you like to meet tonight?
Yeah, I'm on my way up there right now.
Oh, okay, well, I'll certainly be there in just a few minutes.
Okay, thanks. That's great.
All right. Kent's on the way to...
Wow.
Kent's on his way to buy a house, apparently. What are you doing?
No, just looking.
What? Oh, I'm planning on buying, just looking. Chris, what are you doing?
Searching on the internet for
porn.
Local real estate.
Porn.
For local... Okay, you're finding some nice places, big places.
Yeah.
Most of them near the shore on the south side of town there.
That's good. What about prices?
Well, all those, they start at 500 grand and go up.
Half a million?
Yeah, half a million and up. Now, you're finding ones for over a million. These places that you're seeing are fucking huge. Huge! They barely fit in the picture. They're so big.
Spiffy.
My wife is laughing because you can back up and take a picture from any distance. You know, that's the funny part.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so big they're barely fitting in the picture. Be like, wow, I can't get this in the picture. Okay, yeah. Sprawling estates.
That's from taking it across the street against the other house. That's off our backyard.
Yeah. Okay, so you're just... Finding anything? All of them have numbers next to them. Say call anytime. Sue Susanson's name's on a couple of them.
Sue Susanson,
Century 21. You're searching on the internet and you find this stuff, Chris, and you're driving up. You had to stop short. One of the lights caught you, and you decided to be a good Samaritan. You stopped really short, Kent. Okay, I'm talking to Kent. Stopped really short. Then you're heading out. So, then you're getting up there. And Sue Susanson she's this little old lady. Not super old, but she's like, you can tell she's dyeing her hair.
It's purple!
She... No, it's just a dark brown. You can tell she looks like she's been drinking coffee all night. She's shaking like a leaf. Jack, hurry!
Hi.
How are you doing?
All right.
All right, that's great. Let's go inside and see the house.
Okay, let's go inside and see the house.
All right. She takes you to the house. This place is huge. Okay, it's much larger than it sounds.
Okay.
Much larger. Okay, it's, you've got...
Talk me through it.
You've got...
walk in the front door. What do I see?
It's a split-level home, so you walk in, and there's a stairway going down and a stairway going up.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take you to the basement first. Take straight down to the basement. Okay? You've got your sprawling family room, your laundry room. You've got this huge bathroom. Absolutely huge. Oddly enough, completely stainless steel.
Ooh. Even the floor?
Even the floor!
Oh my gosh!
there's a couple of bedrooms down there. Both of them rather well sized. Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay. Then, all right. Also downstairs, there is a... it's like a den. Lots of bookshelves. It's got a bearskin rug.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a fireplace in there. And then she...
go roll around in the bearskin
rug.
Go roll
around on it.
Not with Susan... Susan then.
Sue Susanson?
Yeah. No.
You don't want to roll on around it with Sue
No.
Susanson? Okay. Then she takes you up this little staircase, which takes you into the garage. And if you look behind you, then you can see stairs going up from the garage door, too. She's showing you this garage is huge. You could park. You couldn't throw a ball from one end to the other. It's so big. It's got, like, four stalls.
DJ, unlike you, I don't throw like a girl. I probably could throw the ball across the room.
No. The thing is huge. But you notice the ceiling's a little bit lower than it should be? But, of course, she did explain that there's a...
Yeah.
And she's explaining this now. She's talking so fast, you actually have to stop her a couple times to repeat that.
I'm just going to let her ramble. I'm not listening.
Oh, okay. She's explaining everything. She's got colors, swatches for you. She's got... It's just going like nuts. She takes you back into the house, up the stairs from the garage. She immediately takes you in over on top of the garage, completely sealed off from any sunlight. Obviously, this place has been built... someone in mind.
Okay.
Okay. Takes you into the top side of the house. You've got your huge living room. Got your huge kitchen. Not entirely made out of stainless steel. You've got several large bedrooms. Large bathroom. Backyard. The thing is the backyard so far that there's fog in the distance. You can't see the end of it. Okay. That's how big the backyard is.
Okay.
5 acres. You know. This is way up north. Okay.
Is there a pool?
There is a pool. Very large pool, and it's shaped like a dolphin. That suggestion was given.
Looks like I ain't buying this house. Gay dolphin pools.
Looks like a shark, actually.
A shark. Gay shark pools.
No, the dolphin pool.
Seashell.
The dolphin pool, the dolphin side is actually curled around the hot tub area. So it's like a dolphin jumping over a ball.
Woohoo!
See how that is? Okay. And Sue's asking you, she's talking. She goes, are you interested?
I don't know. I was thinking more along a river. I want a lakefront property.
Well, I've got plenty of those listed.
Property.
She gets out.
Do you have any ones that are bigger than this?
Oh, much bigger. She pulls out this.
I want to see the biggest and the best you got.
She pulls out this huge album.
I'm not looking through that. Take me to the biggest and best house you have.
Shows you this thing. It's like riverfront. You want to go there right now?
Yeah.
Go ahead, follow me.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so you head down to the car, and then we head on over to KRIS, Chris.
Hi.
Donuts. The Cyber Cafe is actually trying to kick you out now.
How many people are there?
You. And the people working there.
We're closing. We're leave.
Working. How many people work there?
Yeah.
Four.
Is four fuckers closing this place?
Tonight. there's two trainees.
How about damn that? It.
None of them are girls. They're all guys. That's so wrong.
Who's the owner?
The, you're asking that?
Yeah.
The owner's Pete P Peterson. He's not here tonight.
Pete Peterson?
You gotta love these names.
Susan.
Sue Susan. Pete Peterson.
Alright. I'll leave.
Alright. Outside, we have a surprise for you. It's a nice Chinese girl sitting outside.
Yeah.
On the hood of your car.
Okay.
Gotta get a name here before I tell you.
Get the hell off my car!
Excuse me.
I don't recognize that language.
That's right.
I'm guessing it's going to be Lindsay Lindsayson.
No, this name was thought up before. This girl is sitting on your car, and for those that are interested, it is Chiaki Kuriyama.
Hey, didn't this chick play...
Yeah, good luck Googling that name. Chiaki Kuriyama?
She played Go-Go and Go-Go and Kill
this
Bill.
This one who played in the Art of War?
I don't know if she was in the Art of War. She was in Kill Bill. She was Go-Go.
I don't know. I've never seen Kill Bill.
Oh, you're missing out. You want to take... You
can't I can't see her. I'm not there.
That's right.
Okay. I'm with Susan Citizen.
Can I help you?
Certainly can. I need a ride.
Where to?
No, you have to roll. You know exactly what you want to say. You got to roll that. Roll it.
I'm looking to go to the You got another one for me too? Yeah. Neither of them are looking at the same places. No, this is the one. Oh, this will... Okay.
I'm fine.
He's fine.
Okay. All right. So, she goes, I need a ride to the north side of town.
I would be happy to...
I'm heading to the cathedral.
Give you a ride.
That's excellent. Robert's having a hard time composing himself. My name's Nicola.
My name's Chris.
Nicola.
Why are you looking at me? You're the one creating these people.
I used to go to school with a chick named Nicola. She's fucking hot, dude.
Okay, wait, you don't think she's fucking hot?
No, this one's way.
Smoking. Anyway.
That chick's playing compared to...
All right. So, she hops in your passenger side.
Cool. I'm
driving her to the cathedral.
You betcha.
All right. Now?
Anyway.
That's going to be cheaper than...
Well, let's just go with these for a moment, hon. That's okay.
What's it called?
Sue Susanson is taking Kent down to this home.
She's taking him down.
Price is double. And there's an extra floor on the house there. And she's running through this house, too, then.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take you to a house that I like. And I'll show you what I want. Down by the river, there's this big-ass house. I am not kidding you. That makes this one look like a garage.
But is it for sale?
Yeah. No. I'm just going to show her what I want. And she can find something like that for me.
Everything's for sale for us.
Yeah.
To find the owner.
This house is, I'm not kidding you, that looks like a garage. This house is huge, and it's like Adobe style, 4 floors high. That's what I want.
She shows you a $3.5 million house. This place... This place looks like a block, okay? It looks like a city block.
I'll take that one.
Really? I can close up shop for the year! How much are you going to put down on it?
$50. Sell!
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go!
Sleep.
What do you mean, sell? I'm trying to.
I'll give you $50. Accept the damn offer.
How many dominate levels did I give you now? Okay, there's a... okay.
What level yet?
3.
Well, at level 2, you gotta make... if you can get 5 successes... with dominate, intelligence, and expression, you can actually make her think it's her idea.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm
going
to use manipulation.
I can look up level 3 here
now,
for you.
Now, 3, I know if you touch her, you'll be able to rewrite her memory. Now, this isn't the problem.
The problem is, jackass, you got to find the owner of the house.
There's $3.5 million missing at that point. They're not coming after Sue Susanson. They're coming after you. Well, actually, as long as all the... No, yeah, there is an actual money issue. Unless you got to find the... Unless you find the owner.
I want to meet the owner of this house.
Sorry, we don't... that's not policy.
I want to meet him. If you want me to buy this $3 million house and you want to close up shop for a year, you're going to let me meet this guy.
I'll see if I can arrange it. Hops on her cell phone and starts chit-chatting with somebody.
Just roll your dice, man. She will think it's her idea.
All right. Back to Chris. While Sue Susanson's on the phone, you get to the cathedral. There looks like 4 times as many people as are here now as when they were last time. There are people spilling out of the parking lot and everything.
Didn't I end up on the outside of this place?
The what?
I think you need to leave. That's what happened. You're outside.
Yeah.
No, this wasn't one of them. This is the one that you took the 6 girls home from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good
times,
good
times. I
didn't
take them home, they took me home. This...
Oh, that's right, because they went to the apartment.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Their hotel.
So, you're at the cathedral. She says thanks.
Uh-huh.
Steps out of your car and starts walking towards the door.
Okay.
You happen to find a parking spot fairly close.
Good. I'm going to go in.
All right. So Chris, I'm getting you confused. You have to have little name tags here. Chris, you go in to the cathedral.
I'm so glad last podcast that Harley showed up at all.
No, that was...
Yeah.
Okay. So we got... yeah, you're in there. This place is wall-to-wall people, and they all smell yummy. That's right, you haven't eaten. And as far as you know, you haven't eaten in a while. But you don't know the part where it's 4 weeks later yet. Because only Kent grabbed the newspaper.
Yeah. Only Bitch Boy did it.
Only Bitch Boy. You're looking through the book, so we're going to come back to you. Is that what we're doing? Huh? Did you find what you're looking for?
Small items. Okay, anywho.
Wall-to-wall people. She's wading her way through to the bar.
To the bar.
Did you say titty bar?
Titty bar. No, this cathedral is not a titty bar. Remember, people are dressed like nuns and priests.
Yep.
The help is, anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sit in a corner, and...
You happen to find a table full of chicks.
Rock on.
They look like the same chicks.
Uh-oh.
And they look... they have some extra friends. There's about 12 of them now.
Hey! He's running like a little kid in a candy shop.
He's knocking people over, getting to that table. They're at your table.
He's
we're
gonna
wait for him to roll here.
Why do I always make the ones I don't want to?
You can choose at that point.
I choose to roll all ones.
Yay! Oh, and yes, we had it pointed out. Do apologize. Ones don't necessarily mean botches anymore.
Yeah, but they don't mean successes either.
Well, they don't negate successes, is what I was told. I got to reread
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they don't negate successes.
Your drink there is all shook up.
I realize that.
And
well, me do. The Breakfast of Champions.
You are mingling, Chris, with the 12 young bodies.